So Barbara Walters' exclusive one-on-one interview with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, you may have seen it, it aired last night on ABC News.
The world regards you as a dictator and a tyrant. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that?
Well, it's important how the Syrian people look at you, not how you look at yourself. So I don't have to look at myself.
Bashar al-Assad's pulling back of the veil last night was confusing, it was interesting, it was chilling, given the level of violence being reported daily out of Syria as anti-government militants clash with police and elite Syrian guards. But was it in any sense revealing, that interview last night? Dr. Gerald Post is a professor of the political psychology program, director of the political psychology program at George Washington University. He joins us from his home in Bethesda, Maryland. Dr. Post, good morning.
Good morning.
So what did you make last night of that interview? It certainly joins the pantheon of world leaders who seem to have a slightly different version of reality.
That was what was most striking. He first denied the extent of the violence, then that it was organized violence, and most interestingly, it wasn't to the degree it did get ordered. It was done by the government, not by him. Well, he is the head of government. I thought that was a really quite fascinating statement.
I mean, in particular, he's not only the head of government, but the government is an autocracy in Syria, so you would expect that he would understand his role and responsibility, or at least the sense of that around the world. Listen to him responding precisely to this issue here.
They are not my forces. They are military forces belong to the government.
Okay, but you're
I don't own them. I'm president.
Okay.
I don't own the country. So they're not
no,
my forces.
No, but you have to give the order.
No.
Not by your command?
No. We don't have no one's command. There was no command to kill or to be brutal.
We're talking with Gerald Post, director of the political psychology program at George Washington University. Dr. Post, I can understand him denying, well, nobody gave a command, be brutal. That could conceivably be literally true. But what do you make of the laugh there, saying, I don't own these forces. They belong to the government. I'm just the president.
There may be a partial element of truth to that. When he was the second choice son, in terms of succeeding his father, the first choice of Basil was a firstborn son, aggressive, drove fast cars, had flamboyant style, strongly militaristic in his bearing. And when he died, there was a little bit of indecision in the beginning. The younger brother, Maher, of Bashar, in fact, was quite aggressive, indeed considered too aggressive by some. And there's an eerie reminder of his father here. Hafez Assad, in 1982, when in the Sunni stronghold, the city, the fourth city of Syria, Hama broke out in dissent. There was a ruthless obliteration of the city. It's estimated between 10,000 and upwards of 40,000 were killed. Well, it was the younger brother of Hafez who was in charge of that operation, Rifat. So we may see a bit of history repeating itself. Maybe the extent of the violence, indeed, was somewhat orchestrated by Maher.
But you're also seeing here, and it's fascinating that you pointed out, a dynamic of birth order in the way that he responds, in this sense of being humble yet stubborn and intransigent. Listen to this statement. Barbara Walters asked him about the possibility of ending up like Muammar Gaddafi or Hosni Mubarak. Here's what he had to say.
I don't have a problem. For me, it's about public support. This is the most important thing. So when I feel that the public support declined, I won't be here. Even if they say, if they ask or not, I shouldn't be here if there's no public support.
Now, does that mean that if he goes to Homs, where there appears to be open rebellion, that he would step down, but in the bubble of Damascus, it looks like he's in control?
Yes, and he made, in that statement, he commented that if to be afraid is to lose the support of his people, and he wouldn't be in his position if he didn't have the support of his people, which was an eerie reminder of Muammar Gaddafi, my people all love me. So I think it is quite possible that he does not fully recognize the degree to which his support has eroded.
And here was a moment with Barbara Walters where it was downright aggressive.
Do you acknowledge what the UN said?
Very simply, I would say send us the documents and the concrete evidences that you have, and we'll see if that's true or not. You have a lot of allegations now.
Did the UN not send you these documents?
Nothing at all. They should send us the documents. As long as we don't see the documents and the evidences, we cannot say yes. That's normal. We cannot say just because the United Nations. Who said that the United Nations is a credible institution?
You do not think the United Nations is credible?
No.
You have an ambassador to the United Nations.
Yeah. It's a game you play, but that doesn't mean you believe in it.
Bashar al-Assad speaking to Barbara Walters on ABC News. Now, Gerald Post, that is an astounding statement, not only just because it's defiant, but also that Syria has constantly evoked UN resolutions in its confrontation with Israel.
And this is not designed to improve his standing in world opinion, deny the credibility of the UN. It's as if he's a Johnny One Note in some ways. He was new to the role of successor, watched his father, grew up at his knee, and the notion that spending a year and a half as an ophthalmologist in London would have made him open to reform was never to be.
Indeed.
This is his father's son.
Based on, and very quickly before we go, based on this interview, do you think we're closer to the end game in Syria, or is this going to be prolonged?
I don't see anything that says we're closer to the end game. He is digging in his heels. The violence isn't occurring. He's not responsible for it. I think, unfortunately, this will continue.
Gerald Post is director of the political psychology program at George Washington University. He joined us from Bethesda, Maryland. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.